Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready for loads of vitamin L today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not like normal days where, what vitamins do we promote here? Actually, just vitamin L. Vitamin G for S. Gratitude, too. What was vitamin S? I don't remember that one.
It says something to do with sarcasm, I think.
Vitamin snarky. That's what that was. Vitamin. Hey, no love. Get the love flowing. We got if he picks up the phone and says, hello, I love you. Bill Levin or Levin from First Church of Cannabis.
He loves everybody.
Yeah, he does. It's Hemp History Week. And yeah, yeah. I can't believe, can you believe, Super Don, that Dr. Bitar said I was high yesterday on the show? Can you,
Dude, did you hear that? You were in some rare form. I think you started celebrating Hemp History Week early.
You know, but what was I to do? He doesn't show up. He's playing in the dirt. He's digging in the dirt. I just go, okay, I'm throwing it in the air. We're going, what the heck? Let's just go. And I think that's what he's.
That's good radio, my friend.
Well, we had a good time yesterday. You give a listen. Lots of laughter. That's the other part of Vitamin L on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots of laughter with Dr. Bitar yesterday. Also, Jack Hunter is back, and we're gonna update on the passage of the USA Freedom Act. Of course, when you know that they use the term freedom in an act from Congress, it means somewhere in there they're going to take freedom away from you. But, of course, Rand Paul has stood strong against the Patriot Act, against the violations of the Fourth Amendment, the NSA spying. So what replaces it? We'll talk with Jack Hunter about that a little later in the show. I always enjoy having Jack on. Maybe we'll talk some wrestling, too. I don't know if there's a vitamin for wrestling. Is there a vitamin W, vitamin R? What would it be? Probably
vitamin S, which is usually steroids with those guys.
Vitamin steroid? No. We don't endorse that. We don't endorse that at all. Also, holding a Coke with your what? Oh my gosh! Is this the new level of pink ribbons?
This is it's kind of like the ice bucket challenge.
I don't know if I want to go there, but I don't know. It could be argued that it's more benign or less benign. How would you say it? I don't know if it's less harmful to women than doing the pink ribbon campaign, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Patience, everybody, patience. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. If I don't remind you occasionally, and maybe you forget, probably not, but say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And then some bonus time over at Epic Times. Where Super Don and I do a couple of videos, maybe two or three a week, for Epic Times and Jerry Doyle. And the one that just got published today is about a little bit more on Bo Biden's brain cancer, dying. Did he die of brain cancer? Did he die of the treatment for brain cancer? And we go into a little bit more nuanced discussion of the freedom to know about the other options for reversing or preventing cancer. So go give a listen to that. I don't know if we have it linked up in the show notes yet, but... we'll see if Cousin Eddie puts that in there, our beloved intern, right?
So you like that Cousin Eddie? You seem to be kind of.
I'm kind of, like I said, I've been feeling out. What do we call our intern? He's more than an intern already.
He wants to be called. It sounds like what? Easy yeah. Ed.
Easy Ed. Okay, I'll work on that.
Easy Ed, and it's with a Z.
Yeah, Easy Ed. All right, I won't commit to Cousin Eddie yet.
We haven't heard yet whether his wife approves of that name. But,
that is true. Very true. Anybody that comes on the show, if they have a spouse, we usually get spousal approval. Very concerned
about
that.
That's no joke.
Yeah, no yoke whatsoever. All right. Speaking of yolk, we'll have to check in on Liam Sheff later in the week to see how he survived the yolk. I think he ate an egg. As of last week, he said he was going to eat an egg. So Horton heard a who, and Liam ate an egg. We'll see where that goes. All right, 866-939-2355. No, I'm not high. I don't begrudge anybody who smokes it, but it's just not me. I just like to have a good time on the air with you guys.
Well, that's because you're using the CBD, right?
That is true. I do use the CBD. And we've got some great news about that coming up this week with Hemp History Week.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm not delaying going into the subject matter, but I hesitate to use the initials GMO because it just, you know, it just doesn't. Vitamin L sounds so much better than GMO, right? Genetically modified organisms. But out of Jackson County in Oregon, that's not far from where you've hung out for a lot of your life, at least recently.
Sure.
Jackson County, they've stood tall against what? Big, what's the name of it? Monsanto. The
out in Jackson County, they were actually having more experience with Syngenta.
Yes, that's true. Syngenta was playing some tricks on everybody out of Switzerland. They won't allow open-air experimentation of Syngenta GMO products in Switzerland, but go to Jackson County, and they've been flouting the law and sneaking GMO crops unapproved. And what happened is some of the farmers there found out, and they kind of said, well, this ain't right. They went to the state for remediation, didn't get anything, didn't get squat from them. So they decided to hold their own referendum. And this is going back a couple of years, and a state referendum, a county referendum had passed, and they said this is a GMO-free county.
That's right, just last year, actually.
Yeah, giving them time to wind down the last crops, but then they can't come back in. In the meantime, Syngenta and the GMO biotech industry goes in and somehow makes a state law that makes it illegal to make a county GMO-free, except they kind of grandfathered in Jackson County. So it really is a matter of the David versus Goliath scenario, but local folks and listeners in Hawaii, remember this, don't give up the fight. You can beat back the bad guys. Syngenta was secretly using or renting unmarked fields 4 years prior to the farmers' discovery of their existence in violation of the regulations on the ability to put these GMO crops into play. So it's just something that's it's not ending. And you know, there's a good signs out there in the consumer perspective. In other words, we're making our voices heard. Chipotle goes GMO-free. Then we now hear Nestle, the big conglomerate Nestle, multinational corporation, no allegiance to any nation or state, never made a chocolate bar I actually like since I woke up 25 years ago. And they're now claiming they're going to remove all of them, but they're going to remove artificial flavors from. Now, this is really shocking, Super Don, and I don't know how the millennials, if they still eat this stuff, maybe we'd have to check with Easy Ed on this one. Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets. They're gonna remove the artificial flavors.
Yeah, yes. Oh yeah. Hot Pockets are alive and well and going strong these days.
They are. But I'm thinking, how will the millennials put up with no artificial flavors in their Hot Pockets? Again, we'll get Easy Ed on the phone.
I'm just asking. What they replace it with?
I don't know. With nothing. What if it's nothing? I don't know. Maybe it's more salt. No, they're saying they're reducing the salt, but of course the salt they're using is refined crack salt. We've talked about that. Oh, also on the GMO front, in Natural News, we've got an article linked up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com about the BT toxin, right? This is another genetically engineered crop that was designed to get rid of all these pests and weevils and different things in corn and all kinds of stuff. And it turns out that the little critters that used to not like the BT toxin, thanks to Monsanto, are now eating it for lunch. Like the GM cotton as well as the GM corn. They're now super bugs, just like we've seen with antibiotic
resistance. Never seen anything like this happen before, have we?
Yeah, men are stupid. They're arrogant scientific men. Scientificus bubicanus. That's what we're talking about.
I remember, I don't know if you recall, when we were talking about the salmon a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Aqua Bounty. You know,
Aqua Bounty. Yes. Yeah.
I wrote a pretty long article. It really ticked me off about the arrogance of man.
Yeah.
And this goes into antibiotics or anything that we're talking about where nature kind of breaks through and says, ha, 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 you know, you can't fool me. I'm going to overcome what you're trying to do here. What does man do? They just keep running in that hamster wheel. Man, yeah. Oh, we need more stronger antibiotics. You know, we need more stronger pesticide. And what happens? It happens the same every time, and they keep repeating the same mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nuclear option is always on the table for them. Just nuke the crops right out in the fields. I mean, we've heard about that, exposing crops to ionizing radiation before they come to you so that you can kill some of the so-called bad guys. But what cost, at what price, when you denature the integrity of the food, you destroy the vitamins, mineral, you know, you alter the minerals, the trace elements. Of course, you destroy it in the soil when you kill it with these poisons. And yet they continue to persist that we'll just have to find stronger and better ways, more genetically engineered ways. And of course they said that this would be the reduction of pesticides. It was a lie. It was an absolute lie. And here we're dealing with the arrogance of, again, scientific man. The 20th century lives on in the 21st, where we thought during the era of petrochemicals we can conquer all of nature and not pay any price.
Well, Robert, let me ask you. On the GMOs, especially, what have they been right about as far as GMOs go? They were saying they would get a higher yield and be able to make more food. Has that ended up being true?
No.
No. The GMOs is going to be pest resistant. We're reading an article today. Has that been true?
No.
No. They say that it's perfectly good for you and nothing's wrong, but we're finding problems with the glyphosate. We're finding problems with cancer and stuff like that. The GMOs have done nothing that they said they would do.
No, but made money for shareholders of Syngenta, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fine.
But you know, we talk about Bo Biden again, the rise of cancer. We're going to see so much cancer in the next 25 to 50 years if we don't turn this thing around. Epidemic will be an understatement. And by the way, even Taco Hell is getting in on the act. They're claiming they're going to remove some of their reformulate some of their food. You know, when somebody has to reformulate their food, you're like, I wonder why do they have to formulate food? Couldn't they just throw stuff together?
Yeah.
Right, I know, Frankenfood. Reformulate our tacos at Taco Hell. And then the other aspect of this is that with the Hot Pockets and Nestle, it's all about, well, it's portion control. We'll give you some portion guidance, right? How about eating no GMOs? That's the portion guidance we need. Well, we don't need it here, but maybe they needed it at Nestle. Certainly not in Jackson County. Shout out to everybody in Jackson County, Oregon, for standing tall and hopefully teaching others to do the same. How about organic farming? Is it viable? I mean, can we exist? Can we exist in the time of Monsanto? Can we have farmers that actually survive and make a good living? We'll talk about that when we come back. Then, the first Church of Cannabis during Hemp History Week after that.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm shaking my head here as I'm reading an article from Time Magazine, why it might actually pay to be an organic farmer. Oh, heaven forbid you can make a profit farming in the 21st century, right? I'm amazed by this. And, you know, also, as we talk about the Hemp History Month, National Geographic has the cover of their latest edition. Again, we've spoken out against National Geographic because of their attack on so-called anti-science people, right? But this one says, Weed, the New Science of Marijuana. It's actually pretty good. I give them some props when they do something right for a change. We'll get to that. But why it might actually pay to be an organic farmer. And I've got certainly, I don't know well enough in me, the desire to, you know, just like what Dr. Bittar was doing last night, get in the dirt and plant some more. We have little vertical garden, you know, a stackable thing, because we're, you know, where we are, we don't have control of the land in the way we'd like to eventually. And I just I long to be able to grow and till again a little bit. Not necessarily to grow to sell, but hey, that'd be okay too, or even give away. But the idea that you can actually be an organic farmer and do better than the factory farms. Now, this is bad news for Monsanto and Syngenta and the like, who have been trying to monopolize crops for many years now, and want to mandate, you know, the purchase of their seeds and their Roundup and their, you know, all of that. And it turns out that organic farmers are earning from anywhere from 22 to 35% more than their non-organic counterpart farmers. Growing organic food more profitable than what they're calling. Well, what's weird is that they're saying it's significantly more profitable than traditional farming. Traditional farming. Of course, we have to redefine or define traditional. I mean, traditional farming is now petrochemical farming, I guess. Kind of like regular food is now petrochemical food, and organic food is something weird. Hmm. Whereas organic food didn't even have to be labeled as organic prior to post-World War II in particular, where they repurposed munitions and petrochemicals into the fields for illicit purposes. Now they thought they'd increase yields. Oh, look at this pellet of nitrogen and potassium, and they throw that in, they upset the balance of the soils, and suddenly you got infestations of pests coming in and eating the crops because they're unhealthy. They're sick, just like your own physical body. When your body is sick, you don't have to catch anything. Stuff's growing wrong on the inside, from the inside out. And they corrupted the soils. The organic farmers knew what was going on. The biodynamic farmers knew what was going on. But arrogant man and his desire for illicit synthetic profits, turning out that it's not so profitable anymore. So more than the chemical, we could call them counterparts, the organic farmers actually potentially have the ability to make a lot more money per area of growth.
Well, how now, dare they?
Yeah, I know, how dare they, but that's all right. I like that. This is real work. Now, they're saying the yields might be 10 to 18% less than what they call conventional farming, but I'll hazard a guess that's more or less because they don't have these multi-zillion-dollar machines, all of them, to be able to till that much land. That, I don't know. I'm just guessing on that one. But the lower output, it says, why farmers say, oh, I'm not going to go organic because I'll have less to sell. But if you weigh it out economically, you get a premium price for organic because there's more desire for organic than there is organic, which is a little bit concerning because there will be people out there cheating, right? That's why I say get to know your farmer or become your own farmer so you can be absolutely sure that the food you're eating is clean enough to be either be called organic or go even above and beyond it if you want, because you don't want certification because of the price and all of the red tape you have to go through there. Get to know your farmer. 5% to 7% premium required to break even, but organic products typically have 29 to 32% premium. Now, for those of you who say it's a ripoff, I say, have you priced cancer lately? Or have you priced the treatment for cancer lately? Even if you're going holistic treatment for cancer, it can be pretty pricey and expensive, not only in money, but in effort to reverse all of that money you thought you were saving by eating what they call cheaper food, which ain't really cheaper. Because if you've got glyphosate in your food, if you've got all of these pesticide residues in your food, it might be, quote-unquote, cheaper in terms of your initial outlay, but the paybacks are actually worse than taco hell. The paybacks are hell in the recovery, the efforts of recovery, or if you still embrace the concept of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, the price could be your very life, not from the cancer, but from the treatment for cancer. So, good news on organic growers. We want to see more of them come about. Have you become an organic grower? Let us know. 866-939-2355. Even if hemp or cannabis or the first church of cannabis. I think their first congregational meeting officially will be July 1st when the religious freedom law kicks in Ohio. We'll hope to talk to Bill Levin after the break here. Check it all out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Jack Hunter talks about what's going on with this USA Freedom Act after that.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, one of the many things we do, we talk about vitamin L here, of course, and religious freedom, spiritual freedom, a big part of what we do here, and everything. And this is the thing I want everybody to hear. If you hadn't heard me say this before, everything is a spiritual experience. And the trick is that government has tried to kind of compartmentalize it and said, well, this part of your life is not spiritual, and that part of your life is not. Therefore, we can regulate it. We can own it. We can run it. We can tell you what you can and can't do. Well, the pushback's been interesting. People are waking up and going, wait a second, my restriction of my freedom to say no to vaccines, or my freedom to use a plant that God created. And Ohio passed some sort of religious freedom law. Not that there was a First Amendment already, there was, but a reactivation, I guess. And our guest now said, hey, wait a second, I think I got an idea. How about the First Church of Cannabis in Ohio? Bill Levin is back with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy Hemp History Week here, Bill. Welcome back.
Hi, I'm glad to be back, but I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Now, why was I thinking Ohio? I don't know. But maybe there should be your next church in Ohio. But for now, Indiana.
You've been already partaking of the sacrament today, haven't you, Robert?
Well, the CBD form of it, yes. But like I said, the expansion is on already, Bill. I'm sorry. I just kind of led with that.
No, I love you for it. Thank you for, getting us charters. I like that idea.
So, Indianapolis, all right, religious freedom law. You have the First Church of Cannabis. We talked to you about it before. Now, even the IRS is getting in on this. What the heck? How did they approve you as a nonprofit? This is really incredible.
Well, first off, we're just like every other church, okay? There's absolutely no difference from us. We're doing good things for our community. We're developing spiritual enlightenment. And we're having people who are faithful to the cause. So it's all a beautiful thing. The miracle is, how did the IRS green light it through in under 30 days?
Okay. Isn't that crazy? It's good news, but
the long form usually takes 160, 180 days.
Yeah.
Okay. We got under 30. We have lawyers calling up saying, how did you do that?
Right. You know, all the Tea Party people are freaking out. They're going, they never approve us at all.
Yeah.
So if you like tea, you can't get it. If you like cannabis, you're in.
Well, if you're honest with your heart and you're doing good, loving, positive things, who's going to deny you?
Well, certainly not I. we're pleased with what you're doing. I think, and in terms of the utilization of this, as I said, we have folks from all walks of life and backgrounds listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Some of them don't perceive the value in utilizing it for certain things, or for certain things and not others. Our perspective here is the freedom to utilize a plant, not utilizing force, coercion, or any kind of anything other than to say, here's this plant, it has many uses, and why should we be restricted in this regard? And you've brought it back under the religious perspective that I think it also does belong. Did I lose you, Bill?
No, I'm sorry, I had an interruption.
Oh, no problem. Just celebrating the reality, the innovation, the ingenuity, as well as the spirit of what you're doing.
Yeah, it's fulfilling to see that we've really had no naysayers since we started the church. We've had a couple trolls out on the internet that have been cute, but other than that, everything has been a beautiful, positive path of, just light and encouragement, from all walks of life.
Now, I was wondering if there was any, no pun intended, blowback from those who were passing the religious freedom law in Indiana for what they thought was maybe, moving into or out of marriage equality or other issues. And then you came along and said, all right, I'm establishing, based on the letter of this law, a church that honors and acknowledges the use of this plant.
There has been zero blowback. There's been zero blowback across the board from city, state, anybody. It's just when you're doing something, again, when you're doing something right, nobody stops you.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a consciousness shift on this issue. We're in the midst of it, and one day we'll look back and say how outrageous that we ever thought prohibition of a plant would be something that would be beneficial to anyone except those who would profit off of it. And in so many ways, it's been a disaster. But the kind of things that we talked about last time with you, that vitamin L that we like to promote here, that love, is seemingly a heart-centered place for you guys. But how do you see the worship services going? I mean, is this kind of a celebration, music? What are people going to enjoy? I think the first one's going to happen on July 1st when this law officially takes effect.
It's going to be starting off with a young prodigy on a harmonica playing Amazing Grace. Carson Dearsing, I've had the pleasure of watching him grow up the past 5-6 years as a musician. I swear to God, the harmonica was born and they threw this kid on it. He's just a genius. I saw him when he was 12, and if you closed your eyes, it was a 90-year-old Delta blues man playing a harp, and it wasn't a 12-year-old kid. The kid has more soul than anything I've ever seen. He goes down to Nashville, and all the old-timers want to play with him because he's such a cool kid. There's tons of videos on him. CarsonDearsing.com.
Very cool. And any other aspects of this? I mean, you talked about it being somewhat non-denominational, that you know, everyone was kind of welcome. You're not having to leave the church that you might have be already a member of.
Well, no. We welcome everybody because we celebrate love. We're not going to get into that God description thing because as soon as we do, we have goddesses who are upset. Okay?
Yes, sexism in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, so there's no God, you know, if God or goddesses, God is love, right? God is love. Everybody knows God is love. We're going to celebrate God in the raw form. We're just going to celebrate love.
Okay.
Okay. So we're truly celebrating God, goddess, or, you know, George Burns or Wendy Williams or whoever you have in your mind's eye of what God is.
Well, I do like the love form because it's not feminine nor masculine, I don't believe. It is kind of more descriptive in a universal sense.
Well, we all know what it feels like. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter where you come from. Love translates in all languages. It's that beautiful, powerful feeling that's in your heart when you get your first kiss. The butterflies when you get on stage for the first time. You know, everything that created in your heart that is a positive thing creates love. And the more love we create in the world, the more we reach out to each other, the more we help each other, the better this place is going to be. I love celebrating love. And if you let me go, I'd go on for hours. service. I get really excited when I talk about love.
We're talking with Bill Levin, First Church of Cannabis, Indianapolis, Indiana, only to grow to Ohio, where I thought initially. But very exciting what's happening here. Hemp History Week, are you doing anything special to celebrate or acknowledge or share information on the history of hemp that most Americans still are not aware of?
I believe that some of our parishioners are most certainly doing that. I don't micromanage, so I know that the hemp crew, because, you know, we have different divisions in the cannabis range here in Indiana, and I know the hemp crew are definitely flying the flag, and I'll certainly be sharing all their information. So, yes. How's that?
Excellent. Well, yes, I say yes to that. That's great. Who was it that was saying hi? We talked to earlier in the day. Chris Boucher, he said, Bill's going to be on. He's been following the First Church of Cannabis. He's very excited about what you're doing and knew a little bit about your history. So the word evidently is getting out, and not only in Indianapolis, but around maybe people traveling in. And you told me off the air you're probably going to have to put up an extra tent to fit everybody that's going to come by for the first service.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I've been talking to tent rental people all. Yeah, we're realizing that no matter what facility we get, we're going to have a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all over the world. The news media alone sort of scares me on how many people are coming from across the country.
Well, did you have anything unusual, you know, when you started this and we talked last time, since that time that of significance that has occurred that you didn't expect or anticipate when you founded this Church of Cannabis?
Every day I wake up, it's a new adventure. It's a new, wonderful thing that I just grasp with open arms. And my path has led me here, and whatever it brings on, I'll deal with. It's, you know, my dad has been passed away for years, God rest his soul. And I've been getting a lot of media coverage. But when I woke up this morning and saw Forbes magazine did a thing, I heard my dad's coffin break because he was trying to get out to call his business buddies to say, Bill was in Forbes, Bill was in Forbes. that was his magazine, you know, that's what he read.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's just one of those beautiful things.
Yeah, and as you said, it's on the cover of National Geographic this month as well. Weed, the new science of marijuana, they call it. And also in terms of other supporters, whether it be in the political realm, a celebrity realm, anybody else contact you, you've been surprised that you've heard from that said, hey, Bill, good on you. We're really excited what you're doing.
We have Senator Karen Talion, who is running for governor of our state, who I urge everybody in the state of Indiana to please back. She is with us 100%. She's the one who has sponsored all the decrim bills, all the medical bills, and it's time that we send our state into a loving mode by electing a politician who actually cares enough for the community.
Oh, very nice. And if other people want to emulate what you've done here, Bill, we've got about a minute left, to maybe establish their first church of cannabis, or second or third, or you know, a variation of it in their state, could they contact you? Could they learn from you some way? Are you going to teach this so that others can do it?
We're going to be offering charters. After we iron out how we got the first one open, we're going to be offering charter service, charter churches around the country. We'll probably have two or three chartered here in the state of Indiana, just to get our feet wet on the chartering process. And after that, we will go to states where we can make this happen for other states.
Beautiful. Well, keep bringing that and spreading that love. I wish I could be there for the first one. I think I'll be in the midst of moving, but one day maybe we can broadcast live from a worship service at the First Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Come on,
that would be cool. That would be cool. Bill, hey, thanks for being with us again. Congratulations on all the good press and support for a good mission to spread the vitamin L that we love to spread here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bill, we'll keep talking to you and checking in from time to time.
I love you. Call me anytime you want. You got my number.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, is this another ribbon scam? You know, we had the pink ribbon, which we've called them out, the Komen race for the non-cure, the race away from the cure for years. Now they're moving to the red ribbon of Coca-Cola. I don't know who's doing this, but evidently there's another ice bucket challenge with ice-cold cans of Coca-Cola held between your blue-footed boobies from Madagascar.
That's right. Courtesy of our friends over at Epic Times, actually, is where I saw this.
Yeah, and of course, doing research for the show, as I am, well, I have to do. Super Don sends me the link, and I have to watch this video of women holding Coke cans or other things between their mammary glands.
That's
Let's just say it that way. Now, what I found interesting about this, by the way, there's actually... not that it matters. There are no nipples in these videos. People are going to go, oh, man, I'm not going to watch it. It was like, okay, they're nipples. But in the breast, what I found disconcerting is that all of the women who were doing this didn't have real breasts anyway. Because I don't think real breasts can... you're standing upright. Oh. You cannot hold anything between them.
Robert Scatbell, I'm proud of you.
What?
You
what did
actually
I say?
Did a much more in-depth job of reviewing this topic than I did.
I owe it to the listeners to do a thorough job in reviewing this.
Relevant to your work, you know. I mean,
very funny.
You squeezed the topic and got the truth to come out.
I did not squeeze the topic. Oh my god!
Did you see the picture of the one chick here? She's using a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, I know. It's very impressive. No, it's not real. It's not real.
You don't think so?
No, the artificiality just hits you in the eye, just about. the ice bucket challenge. Come on, man.
Simultaneously.
This is not right. Listen, Coca-Cola. I grew up on Coca-Cola. I went to Coca-Cola University. These soft drinks, they're anything but soft. And these boobs are anything but real. And you put the two together, you don't have a way to prevent cancer. You have probably more things to create it. So I cannot endorse this as the new ice bucket challenge, and we even took the ice bucket challenge, if you remember, a whole different direction to teach folks that they're...
Well, see, here's the thing. We wouldn't be able to participate in this, though, you know? I mean unless you've got moobs, you know, I mean, I don't...
You got, well, pecs like Arnold in his heyday, perhaps.
I don't know.
Hit them push-ups, do those bench presses, whatever. You're still not going to get there. You need to do what Bruce Jenner has done, whatever her name is now, and create artificial
ones. We could do a healthy version of this, maybe with our female listeners, though.
Oh, no, you're not going there.
No, but, I mean, come on. I mean, what would you use instead of Coke?
A bottle of selenium.
All right, there you go. A bottle of selenium. You know, all the women holding a bottle of selenium in between their...
You know, I have a thing. I got to talk to your wife because I think you're extra excited about this topic because you are
not here right now?
But you are talking so close to the microphone, you're overdriving the whole scenario. And I'm thinking, I'm that excited about this topic.
I was leaning forward looking at the...
Yes, he's looking at the screen. Isn't that interesting? Now we know where the intrigue goes. Well, listen, I did my homework. If you've got a perspective on a genuine prevention of breast cancer, not putting a bottle of Coke between two artificial mammaries, we could hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Jack Hunter, and he's going to be coming on board. We got to talk about what's the latest with Rand Paul, the Patriot Act, the USA Freedom Act, the Zombie Patriot Act. What's going on there? A little political healing, and then we'll get into some discussion of diabetes, some interesting things about diabetes we haven't discussed before. But suffice it to say, if I'm going to, let's say, pay it forward and support the nice ladies out there, selenium is so critically important for prevention of cancer, as is iodine in this form. And you know, utilizing, I think we've talked, in fact, about the pathway into the body that is unique to females, that iodine is brought in, that is especially helpful in terms of prevention and reversal of breast cancer. Vaginal introduction of iodine. But you can read up on it. You can do a Google search on it, whatever. I'm not saying an image search. I'm talking about a real way to prevent and reverse breast cancer. It has nothing to do with Komen's pink ribbons and buckets of KFC or cans of soda with artificial high fructose corn syrup sweetened whatevers. Even if Coca-Cola one day comes out and says, we're pulling all that stuff out, still not a good idea. All right. Well, thank you to the Grand Poobah of the First Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis, Bill Levin, for being on board this hour. Again, Jack Hunter's next. You could be on, too, if you want to call us now. I don't think the NSA is listening. They might be, but you'd have to risk it. 866-939-BELL. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this, where the power to heal is yours. Don't drop the coat!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.